This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? I think you do. Time to watch. Let's go.
Welcome to the Kelsey-Ann Show. Welcome to a show that's made for TV. You know the best things in life are things you can see. So here is the Kelsey-Ann Show on TV.
You like seeing things?
Yeah.
Like beautiful sets?
Yeah.
Unbelievable costumes?
Yeah.
Well, we got them. Woo! All right. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Kelsey-Ann Show. Welcome to the Kelsey-Ann TV Show.
On radio.
Yes, hello and welcome to the second episode of the Kelsey-Ann TV Show on radio, brought to you again by HeadGum Podcasts and Eastside Radio. How's everyone feeling?
I'm good. Good.
Off to a great start. Thank you, Sally. How's everyone else?
I don't know how to answer that.
Stop bullying Benjamin, Kelsey.
I'm not.
Bronco's in the saddle and ready to strut.
Feeling tip-top, Kelsey.
Yeah, I think we're all doing fine. And if you are bullying Benjamin, I don't think you should feel bad. He probably deserves it.
What did I do?
No, you didn't do anything, buddy. I'm just asking a question.
I've got a question for you, if that's cool.
Okay.
Which one of the Mean Girls in Mean Girls do you look up to the most?
None of them. None of them. Moving on. Do we think we need to change the theme song?
Well, we don't really have it in the budget to do a new one, but I think the fix we did with Sir Sheldon was great.
Oh, you're too kind, Amy. And yes, I do believe I may have saved the theme song, if I could be frank.
Your name's not Frank.
Yes, it is. I saw him change it yesterday. His name's Frank now. Everybody call him Frank.
You saw no such thing, Sally.
I'm pretty sure she's lying at any given moment, so I wouldn't worry about it.
I'd hold on there, Kelsey. It's a pretty big tumbleweed of slander you just threw out there. Come on. Let's give Sally a little more credit. Now, come on, Sally. Sally, look at me in the eye. Come on. Both my eyes. You lying to us?
Are you talking to me?
At the very best, she's being incredibly evasive. If I change my name now, I don't know if I'll ever get knighted again. I can't bother the queen.
Well, that's a good point.
Come on, man. It's just for us, just for fun. Well, we don't gotta make it official or nothing. We don't gotta tell your precious queen. Well, come on, then.
Okay.
Let's go. Frank. Frank.
Frank. Frank.
Frank.
Frank.
Frank.
Frank. Frank.
Okay, okay.
Frank.
Come on.
Frank.
Come on. Look how sad he is. You're making him so sad.
It wasn't even until the knighting I even liked my own name.
Yeah. Bronco, you should apologize to Sir Sheldon. I mean, you're the one being a bully.
You mean mean girl.
You know, Kelsey's right. That was messed up, Bronco. You should apologize for what you did.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. You know, truly, you're one of the good ones.
Oh, thanks.
You know?
But she was clapping, too. She was doing it with me.
Bronco.
This is an abomination, and you know what? I am sorry, Sir Sheldon, but on principle, I am going to change your name. I'm new to fishing.
Go, Bronco.
I'm going to go down to the courthouse.
Bronco.
I'm going to become a judge. I'll go wherever they go to buy one of those robes.
Bronco, don't do
and,
this.
And
go,
I'm going to do it, and I'm a man of my word, and here I go. Fuck it. Fuck y'all. I'm going.
Bronco.
I'm going. When I come
go,
back,
Bronco.
When I come back, you best believe
go.
His name's going to be changed to Frank. It's
go,
to
Bronco.
Frank.
Bronco!
You know, this is when I miss having dressing rooms. You know, Bronco's stormed off. He's got nowhere to go, so he's probably in his Saturn, blasting AC/DC, driving God knows where for God knows how long. I don't even know if I'll ever see him again.
He's going to Saturn?
It's the kind of car he drives. They actually don't make them anymore.
Well, I just bought a 2021 Saturn, so...
Lying
Sally,
again.
Sally.
You're always lying, Sally.
Mm.
What is this about you that you feel like you need to lie all the time?
Maybe I'm just hungry.
Well, we used to have snacks in our dressing room, so there's another one.
Oh, I used to have a basket in my dressing room overflowing with oyster crackers and sardines.
This is making me want to smoke.
All right, careful, Benjamin. Yeah, I used to have store-bought guacamole from Whole Foods. If you're going to get store-bought guacamole, they actually do it pretty good.
They have such good guacamole. I totally agree. But I used to have them get the tortilla chips that they used to make from Albertsons. And then the combo of the two was so good.
Oh, my God.
You don't say.
What is that smell?
Oh, my God!
Oh,
Benjamin!
Hi.
Benjamin!
Oh,
what?
Get the
the fuck?
Oh, thank you.
Benjamin!
Oh, Benjamin.
God damn it!
Oh, my goodness!
What did we talk about?
It's a travesty! Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Complete mayhem!
Go, Benji.
It's a trip. It's a trip.
Benjamin!
I loved that.
Benjamin, please! Come on! We talked about this. It's simple. Don't burn down the studio. We can't afford another studio fire. Please.
It's my bad, man. It's my bad.
Definitely your bad. I'm sorry I got so mad. I just get so upset when you do this.
Maybe I'm acting out, I guess. I don't know if I had to think about it in my brain, like, go in, like, psychologically, you know, like, because in 10 years we've been together, I never had a dressing room.
What are you talking about? Benjamin, we all had dressing rooms.
I could have sworn you had your own, Benjamin.
We each had one.
I 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 had two.
Okay, first off, thanks for joining us again, Bronco.
Yeah, I came back.
And secondly, Sally, you had two?
On the first day of shooting, I traded Benjamin a bag of Cheetos for his room.
Oh, right. Wow. Mystery solved, man. Maybe one of the greatest mysteries of my life. I guess I can hang up the towel on all my incendiary ways.
Well, that's amazing. So you're going to stop smoking weed in the studio?
All
right.
Oh, my God. Is Kelsey being funny again?
All right. Okay.
Oh, it feels so good.
Okay.
Oh, I peed a little bit.
Wow. Yikes. Yikes on me.
Kelsey and TV show.
Yeah, so Amy, don't you, speaking of mysteries, don't you have a piece that you wrote on a mystery that happened at the studio here the other day?
Yes, I do. This is something I wrote entitled The Soda Thief. Roll it, Sally.
It looked like a cold day, so I wore the Madewell cardigan I loved so much. But when I got outside, somehow there was still a dense layer of heat, low to the ground, as if the clouds packed it down like they were the lid of a can. And it really pissed me off because it's my favorite cardigan and it was losing its luster. So now I had to carry it carefully from place to place. My Prius was in the shop, so I had to take the bus. There were a few people on it, but I was the only woman. I whispered aloud, "I own this bus," trying to exert my maternal alpha dominance like my audiobook said to do. But the bus driver heard me and said, "The city owns this bus." I pretended not to hear him, but in my head it rang over and over, like a millionaire's butler bell, but the butler was dead. Fortunately, the ringing had subsided once I got to work, but walking through the door, a new sound had started to ring, but at a much lower volume, like the alarm off a Casio watch, just a low chirp that said, something wasn't right here.
Is she gonna keep going? I don't know, Bronco. Just wait 1 second. This is taking forever. What is she waiting for? Have some patience, Bronco. It's probably a timing.
You look lost, Bronco, I said reassuringly. What's on your mind?
Well, I was drinking this cactus cooler, and then I put it down right here by this plant, and I went to my car to get my iPhone charger because I was running low. I forgot to charge it last night like a dummy, and I came back, and my cactus cooler was gone.
Well, that's a real shame, Bronco. I know how much you love your cactus coolers.
That's right, Amy. You know me. You know how I feel about my cactus coolers. We go way back, so you know me real well at this point. So I was in the room, and I saw that my cactus cooler was gone. So I looked to see if anyone else in the room was looking suspicious. So I saw Benjamin in the corner smoking a blunt by the snacks. I don't really like the same snacks that he likes. He likes Cheetos, and I don't like the cheesy powder dust on my fingers. Kelsey and Sally were in the studio, and they were working on something. Sir Sheldon had his nose buried in a New York Times. Typical Sir Sheldon. You know, we didn't read the New York Times in Memphis. My daddy's daddy owned the Memphis Messenger, and then my daddy worked in the Tennessee.
He just went on and on and on, like a man running from something he couldn't see. Well, it was right then and there I decided I was going to help him find who stole his soda.
Sally,
not just
turn
for
it
his
off.
Sake,
turn,
but for
Sally,
mine.
What the fuck? Amy? Come on, man. You're turning me out? You're drowning me out? I was saying good stuff about my daddy and his daddy in the paper.
I should be allowed to do the piece however I want to do it. Kelsey, can you say something?
Bronco, just let's just cool it and let's let her do her thing, okay? Let's stop interrupting.
This would never happen at the Memphis Messenger or the Tennessee Chronicle.
Everyone should be reading the New York Times.
Bronco, your parents may have been in the paper business, but you're not. You're in this business.
I'm in the paper business. I'm in the rolling paper business.
I do wonder if I could ever solve one of them crossword puzzles. I think that'd make me feel smart.
Can we get back to my piece, please?
I stole the soda.
Sally! Come on!
I knew it! I didn't even know you liked cactus coolers, though, Sally.
I've never enjoyed a cactus cooler before. Maybe I'll have one right now.
Shut up about cactus coolers. Sally, you ruined my piece.
I am the soda thief.
Okay, hold on. Maybe there's more to this mystery than meets the eye. Why don't we just listen to the rest of the piece, okay?
Okay. Sally, just fast forward a bunch. Let's go later.
Out to be an idiot, Sir Sheldon. I know you've always been curious about my cactus coolers.
Unhand me, you brute.
Up there, the place is a mess. Bronco, what's going on?
You're all in on it together.
Bronco was unraveling like a fruit by the foot, so carelessly
Sally,
tossed
just
on the
keep,
ground.
Keep going. Keep going.
I'll kill you, Benjamin.
It wasn't me, man. It was Sally.
Sally would never do that to me. Would you, Sally? Wait. What's in your right hand?
It's a cactus cooler.
Is it mine?
That's right. I'll steal your soda. I stole your soda and I'll steal all the sodas.
Good heavens!
Sally, just go to the end.
Go to the end.
Yeah, it's fine.
The police had gone and the dust had settled. I started to wonder. Sally was too good of friends with Bronco to ever do this of her own volition. There had to be a mastermind. Then it hit me. Could it really be? My memory was flooded with the events of last Saturday night's party, where I ran into Sally. She kept announcing her full name to everyone, and I noticed it was making Kelsey so upset. But then I saw them talking, and it seemed like a deal was made. Could Kelsey have bribed her to stop saying her full name by framing her? Things just didn't add up. So I turned to Kelsey like I've always turned to him to make sense of things. Hopefully he would prove reliable once again and unlock this whole thing once and for all. Kelsey, wait a minute. I don't think Sally did this alone.
You just had to keep asking questions, Amy. Well, just remember this. You did this to yourself.
Kelsey, no!
My bullets into the air to signal to the police that they should come back. I want Sally to stop saying her whole name, but not like this.
They're gonna give you the death penalty. You know that, right?
I do. I do know that. But you know what? I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot. Well, here are the police. Bon voyage, my good friend.
I'll always remember you, Sally. I mean, Amy. Fuck. Bye.
And with that, the police took him away. I'll never know why he gave up so easily. I'll never know what he had to gain from Sally's framing either. One thing's for sure. If I see a day like this again, I'm gonna open a window and check what it really feels like outside to protect the only thing that really matters to me. My favorite cardigan.
Wow. That was a pretty amazing piece, Amy. I'm a little unsure, unclear why I would respond like that. Why would I not care if I lived or died?
In the piece, you have cancer, but of course not in real life.
Wait, oh my God, is this true? Kelsey, are you all right?
Why is this a thing that is part of the story?
Perhaps it had something to do with the reason you framed Sally.
Technically, and this is because I'm a judge now, so I know all about the law, that there'd be no point to frame Sally for something we saw her do. We saw her take the soda, you know, right in front of us.
Tell me, man, is Kelsey going to be all right?
Benjamin, I'm fine. I've got a lot of questions about the piece, but I mean, I really did enjoy the mood, the ride that I went on. You know, Amy, I think you did a really good job.
Yeah, I got to hand it to you, Amy. You know, you stifled my paper stories a little bit, but I really felt like I was there. You did a really good job.
Yes, bravo, Amy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Here, Kelsey. You good?
What?
Here.
Benjamin, I'm good. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I don't need a smoke. I don't have cancer. Benjamin, I'm fine.
I am the soda thief. I am the soda thief.
We get it. We know. That's been well established. I'm getting a headache.
Well, okay, so you're not feeling well. Come on, let me help you.
It's a perfect opportunity to... Let's take a commercial break so maybe I could just talk to Benjamin. Okay, Sally, roll it.
Benji, buddy, I don't have cancer. I'm all
How
good.
Can you come be in, sure?
And now a word from our sponsors. Jimmy John's Monster Truck Race the Clock Extreme Sandwich Making Challenge.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! At the Del Mar Raceway this Sunday is the Jimmy John's Monster Truck Race the Clock Extreme Sandwich Making Challenge! You think you got what it takes to make a Jimmy John's sandwich? Try making one in 1 minute! Once the clock is up, the trucks get smashing! Do you like making lunch and then running for your life? Then we want you!
Hi, I'm Jimmy, owner and founder of Jimmy John's. At Jimmy John's, we don't just take sandwich making seriously. We believe it's life or death. People have jobs and important errands to run, and they can't wait forever for a sandwich. So at Jimmy John's, we say, if a sandwich takes longer than a minute to make, you might as well be running for your life from a monster truck.
This Sunday, it's time to ask yourself, are you a Jimmy John or a Simple John? Decide in the...
Jimmy John's claims no responsibility for injury or death. Participants may not eat or bring the sandwiches home with them after the event. Jimmy John's reminds participants that sandwiches that take too long will not actually morph into a quote-unquote running from your life from a monster truck scenario. Please eat responsibly.
Oh, man, I am in. I'm in. I want to drive one of them monster trucks, chase around them sandwich makers. That sounds like fun.
I don't believe you are paying enough attention, Bronco. You wouldn't be driving the trucks.
Yeah, Bronco, you'd be making the sandwiches. You'd be being chased by the trucks.
But I want to drive the truck.
I mean, they're sponsoring the show. Maybe there's something we can work out with them, you know? Have you ever driven a monster truck before, Bronco?
Well, sometimes I like to pretend my Saturn is a monster truck, and I'll go up to like a Burger King and I'll be like, vroom, 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 I'm in a monster truck. I'm going to ruin your drive-through.
Put all your Whoppers in my trunk.
The whole thing really seems pretty irresponsible. I mean, you're risking your life to make sandwiches fast?
Come on, Amy. You don't get it. You're not going to get... No one in this room thinks that you're going to get why it's cool to drive a monster truck.
Bronco, she's not talking... It's about the... She's talking about sandwich making. Okay.
What's he doing?
I believe he's trying to meditate.
I really should learn how to do that.
He's got his eyes closed. I think he's asleep. You think he fell asleep?
Well, he needs his rest.
Kelsey. Earth to Kelsey.
Leave him alone, Bronco.
Come on, little brother. Come on. Come on, little sister. Come on. Hey. There his eyes open. How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing, Kelsey?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I just needed a sec. I guess I just wish you understood things better, and I'm still kind of bummed Benjamin almost started another fire.
I would look on the bright side, Kelsey. It's only going to get better from here.
Well said, Sir Sheldon. Yeah, I agree 100%.
I think it's going to get worse, like lethally worse.
Well, I hope not, Sally, but, you know, I appreciated the moment we just had. I think we just connected on a spiritual level.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done that on air. Me having a mental breakdown and doing a little bit of meditation and you bothering me.
Yeah.
That was great.
You guys are like the end of Mean Girls now, where they're all friends.
Hey.
Yeah, this sucks.
What does this mean, girls, you keep referring to? Is it a play?
No, it's a movie.
They actually turned it into a play. Kelsey, you're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Okay, thank you, Sally.
You're wrong.
Let's finish the show. I think normally we would do Amy Sings a Song, but she already had a great segment earlier.
Yeah.
That was amazing, Amy. Yeah. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And let's skip Bronco Tells a Story, because honestly, I've had just about enough of him.
What happened? Hey!
Yes, they hate each other again.
No one hates anybody, Sally. Anyone else have something to end the show? Huh? Anybody?
I wrote a song.
Well, I don't believe I've ever heard you sing before, Benjamin. I would raise my hand for that.
I don't know. Benjamin singing makes me a little nervous for some reason.
Come on, Amy. You just think he's going to sing better than you.
You should put Benjamin in your burn book, Amy.
I don't have a burn book.
A burn book?
Sally, if you talk about Mean Girls again, you're fired. Amy,
you're mean.
Yeah, we're charting a new course. It's a new era of the show. Let's give Benjamin a shot.
Okay.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, okay.
This is a great start.
Leave him alone,
so
Sally.
This is, I did this trip to, Denver.
Love it. Love it.
2 months ago.
Okay.
And we started tripping hard on some sick mushrooms. Choice.
Hell yeah.
From my friend, Bob.
Love Bob.
And so this is a song I wrote when I was tripping. And it's called If I Were You.
Okay, can't wait.
If I were you and you were me, then I'd be you and you'd be me. Wait, who am I supposed to be again? Oh yeah, that's right, I think I'm you, my friend. But who are you? Wait, I'm so confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Is there a list of foods? What kind of cereal should I eat? Oh my God, I'm just so hungry. My head is hurting, got a brain freeze. Can't we just switch it back? Where'd you go? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm getting dizzy, I'm getting scared. Wait, who was that? Is this a nightmare? Wait, who are you or me? Oh shit. Oh wait. What's going on? Wait, maybe I should take a break. Sit. Oh god. Maybe stop the music. Oh my god. My head.
Asking for help.
I think we should help him.
Yeah, he sounds like
Sally,
crazy.
Sally, let's cut it.
Hey, Benjamin. Everything's cool. Wow, this really, took a turn. Benjamin, come here, buddy.
What happened?
You're all good.
What a journey!
Oh my god!
Wow!
Hey! Oh my god! Benjamin, your voice is so great.
It really is.
I had no idea.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. I just wow.
Just don't make me sing again, man.
Well, I don't think that it was the singing that made that happen. Oh,
wow.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
Psychedelics can be tricky.
Well, I hope for a better trip for you next time, Benjamin. Wow, that really seemed to take quite a turn.
Yeah, but your voice was killer, Benjamin. Ace in the hole, man. Holding one. Golf. Like golf.
Thanks, Bronco.
Well, I guess that's the end of the Kelsey Air TV show on radio, number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job, everybody.
Proud of y'all.
Very good.
Mm. Great job, everybody.
Yeah, everyone. Very good.
Constantly astounded. Mm.
We should all do mushrooms.
I've got more.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm in.
Okay.
I want to be open.
Play some mushroom music, Sally.
Sally in the house.
All right, so how many should I take? All right. Just pass them around.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
Thank you. Drugs. Love drugs.
Maybe two stems and a cap.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good? Just, is that a full dose or should I take a cap?
Do a handstand. Look at me. Look at me.
Good Benjamin, good Benjamin.
Look at what I can do.
To the bomb.
Sally,
careful.
It's going to sift to so light.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.